Morning, everybody. Now, today, Pastor Joshua is going to share with us Deuteronomy chapter 27. And today, the scripture told us, how do you know that you did not violate the Ten Commandments? And today, the scripture let us know how and in what situation we violate the Ten Commandments. I really want my brothers and sisters to protect your heart. And so today, when I read the information on my mobile, I tell you my co-workers will filter the messages and then send it to me and then let me know. And I tell you, Simo would not see it at all. After I heard all these and I saw all these, I filtered and I talked with Simo. We don't focus our time on this. We don't waste our time on this. If I have to go to watch the TV, I will just read the news and watch the news. Only when we do this and maintain this, and we can still firm during this turbulence, even though the time is really... It's very unsteady. And then the truth is in us so that we can be the anchor of this liner. Hong Kong will not be drift away with the words, with the information that we said. Let us read chapter 27 of the book of Deuteronomy. Accept, sign and accept the land of Moab. To make it simple, sign and accept the commandments. Or in Moab, sign and accept God's commandments. This is the topic I gave to this chapter and the chapter tomorrow. This morning, this is the ceremony of signing and accepting, and how the whole ceremony goes on. And tomorrow, I'll talk about the contents of the curse and the blessings in this signing and acceptance, and the whole book of Deuteronomy. From chapter 12 to 26, it is part of the commandments. Yesterday, we read through the highest commandment, that is worship, the journey of worship. Yesterday, I feel very excited. I was happy. If we followed its commandment, we will be above all nations, and God's going to promote us. Make God, Jehovah, our God. And then He will make us as His people. And we are the holy people. When I read this yesterday, I found it is the words from God. He spoke to us. Chapter 26, verse 17. You have declared this day that the Lord is your God. And in verse 18, and the Lord has declared this day that you are His people. That is yesterday's scripture. Today I want to talk more. To us, it is a rhema. You have declared this day that the Lord is your God. Oh, Hong Kong. If you have declared this day that the Lord is your God, and the Lord has declared this day that you are His people, His treasure possession as he promised, and you are to keep all his commands. He has declared that he will set you in praise, fame, and honor high above all the nations is made, and that you will be a people holy to the Lord your God as he promised. It is all God promises you. To us, it is a very good reminder. Today, we have to declare that God is our God. Today, when we declare the Lord is our God, it will be blessed. Yesterday, chapter 26, we sign and accept the promised land. God led you there and you have to sign and accept the land. God has already given you this land. Just like the cargo, you sign. Israelis. Yesterday, we talked about the journey of worship. That worship is signing and accept the land. They sign and accept this beautiful land. So yesterday, I mentioned that God gave us all the blessings. So every Sunday services, every worship we made on Sunday service, that means we sign and accept the land and the promises that he has given to us. And this chapter actually is talking about signing and accepting the Ten Commandments. And God has given us the commandments. So it is the ceremony to sign and accept this. To this chapter 27, it is very special. Chapter 26, it is the commands of Moses. It is the commands from Moses. When you have entered the land, the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance and have taken possession of it and settled in it. And then in chapter 27, the tone is different. Moses become the third party. In the previous chapters, he is the first person, but now he's the third person. Moses and the elders of Israel commanded the people, keep all these commands that I have given you today. In the past, Moses commanded people, and now the elders commanded too. What does it mean? Moses and the elders of Israel commanded the Israelites, when you enter this place, and that day you have to do this and that, and you have to sign and accept these commandments. So before the death of Moses, and he received all the commandments, and then he said to the elders about the commandments that he received in the Mount Horeb. And then the elders knew it, and they signed and accept. And then Moses and the elders of Israel commanded the Israelites and passed it on to them. Moses and all the elders of Israel commanded the people that just to pass it on. Here, they sign and accept together. Keep all these commands that I give you today. You have to receive it. I tell you, and then you have to listen. And since verse 2, this is the content. When you have crossed, when you have crossed Jordan into the land, the Lord your God is giving you, set up some large stones and coat them with plaster. Write on them all the words of this law when you have crossed over to enter the land. The Lord your God is giving you a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord the God of your fathers promised you. Moses and the elders commanded them. They said this. When you enter into the land, that day, You have to set up some stones and then coat them with plaster and write the commandments on them. And the Israelites, they have to write in this way. And you sign and accept, and you have to record what you receive. And when you have crossed the Jordan, set up these stones on Mount Ebal, as I command you today, and coat them with plaster. Build there an altar to the Lord your God, an altar of stones. Do not use any iron tool upon them, etc., etc. And then you offer the burnt offerings. And then you eat and drink and rejoice in the presence of the Lord your God. And you made the altar here, and then you worshipped and ate the burnt offerings and also offered the burnt offerings. And you communicate with each other, and you rejoice in the presence of the Lord your God. What does it mean? That is, before the Lord in His presence, you sign and accept His commandments. And you set up the stone, and you write the commandments on them. And then you set up the altar, offer the offerings, and you worship the Lord. In the presence of the Lord, you rejoice and eat. And you interact with the Lord. And at this moment, if you don't understand any commandments, you can ask God. Because we are communicating with God. We write all these commandments on the stones, and we received it. When you received it, you can ask God. Interacting with each other. And then you must be very rejoicing for all these commandments that you received. This is the ceremony of signing and accepting. And it is also worship. And because of these commandments, they must be very happy and rejoice. They received the commandments. And then we go to the next big paragraph from verse 9. To the end, that's verse 26. Here mentioned about the priests pass on the commandments of God. When you enter into the land, you must have the signing ceremony. And then you have to rise up as the priest to pass it on. And the people write the commandments on the stone, and the priests pass it on, and everybody must respond. So no matter the elders, the priests, they have the portion on it. Here, it's very special. From the very beginning, it is Moses and priests. And now, from verse 9, it mentions Moses and the priests who are Levites. Not only Moses. And priests, you have to sign as well. Because Moses will not cross over the river of Jordan. God didn't allow Moses to enter into the promised land. And the priests and the Levites will cross over Jordan. So that's why Moses passed it on to the elders. He gave them the covenant that he received on the Mount Horeb. And then he passed it on to the people. And now Moses said to the priests who are Levites, the Horeb covenant, the covenant of Mount Horeb, that is the covenant of Mount Sinai. And he said, I would not go there, I would not cross the Jordan, but you will, but you have to pass it on. And this is your responsibility to pass on the words of God. And in these few days, we made a covenant of Levites with God, as the priests and Levites. They received and they got the covenant of Levites that God has given to them. And now I speak to our co-workers in the narrow angle, but broadly speaking, it means all my brothers and sisters, we are all priests and Levites. we had made a covenant of Levites with God. And God will treat us as his everlasting priesthood. And his commandments is passing on to us. Moses passed it on to the priests and the Levites. And the priests and the Levites must pass it on to the Israelites. They have to speak out all these. So there must be the true knowledge from the mouth of the priests and the Levites. And the people must seek for the instructions from the mouth of the priests from you and me. Today, Hong Kong, we must keep our true knowledge. We have to pass on to preach the words of God and God's commandments. And in the Christ freedom that Christ has given to us, we have to stand firm. And then we can bless this city. Verse 9, then Moses and the priests who are Levites said to all Israelites, be silent, O Israel, and listen. You have now become the people of the Lord your God. Obey the Lord your God and follow his commands and decrees that I give you today. Moses said to the priests who are Levites, when you go into that land, you have to do this. You have to proclaim to the Israel. And Moses on that day commanded the people, when you have crossed the Jordan, these tribes shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people, and another six tribes shall stand on Mount Ebal to pronounce curses. There are 12 kinds of cursing. We can divide it into three groups, three types, and make it simple. Verse 15-17 is really direct to talk about 10 commandments. In what way you violate the commandments of God? Cursed is the man who crafts an image of casts an idol, a thing testable to the Lord, the work of the craftsman's hands, and sets it up in secret. It is talking about commandment 1-4. Cursed is the man who dishonors his father or his mother. Cursed is the man who moves his neighbor's boundary stone. This is talking about the last six commandments. It is a conclusion. And then we have verse 18-19. It's talking about the society, the relationship between people. We must have mercy and love. Actually, talk about the spirit of the commandments. That is love. 10 commandments is in fact love. If we don't have love, that violence violates the 10 commandments. Verse 18, cursed is the man who leads the blind astray on the road. He's blind and you led him to an astray road? That means you harm them. You set him up. You don't have a merciful heart. He's blind and is so pitiful. And you should help him and let him walk in the right track and have an easy road. But now you lead the blind astray on the road, a wrong path. And he could not go to the place that he wants to do and he get harmed. Don't harm people. Cursed is the man who withholds justice from the alien, the fatherless, or the widow. To people, we don't have any mercy. And we are greedy, and we withhold justice from the alien, and we bully those who we want to be bullied. From verse 20 to 25, it's talking about our behavior. It's talking about the lust, talking about people. It is what God detests. Cursed is the man who sleeps with his father's wife, or who has sexual relations with any animals, who sleeps with his sister, or who sleeps with his mother-in-law. All these are to be cursed because of lustful behavior. If we did it and it violates the Lord of God, the commandments of God. If a person who kills his neighbor secretly and accept a bribe to kill an innocent person who did not follow the commandments, they will be cursed. They have to follow the commandments and they have to respond. And the true knowledge must coming out from the mouth of the priest, the Levites. That is the life of peace and that is the covenant of life and peace. They have to pass it on to the Israelites. If they don't listen, they have to tell them that it is wrong and you must be cursed if you violate the commandments of God. And the Israelites must say amen. Shall say amen. All the sentences, all the words must be signed and accepted by the Israelites. So when you enter into the land, you must proclaim the testaments, the commandments. You must tell them, it is the commandments. If you do in this way, you will violate the commandments. And you have to explain clearly about all the commandments. You have to tell them in what way you violate the commandments. And all the Israelites must sign. They have to say amen. They have to confirm. It is the first thing as soon as they enter into the promised land. To sign the commandments of God, not only the land. We have to accept and sign our acceptance on these commandments as well, and we craft it into our heart, and then we are the true children of God. And last chapter, it mentioned that we declare the Lord as our God, and we are willing to follow His commandments. And also, the Lord will bless us and make us as His people. And then we sign these commandments. And God will sign and accept us as His people. Brothers and sisters, we have to walk in the commandments of God. We must be knowing the commandments of God, and then we have to walk on it, to walk in it. I find that God is good to 611. He has been talking to us and giving us His words. I'm so proud of you, 611 brothers and sisters. We are full of God's words. We are in thirst of God's words. And we follow His words. And today, in this society, the spiritual man will know everything. Because we have the words of God. God's word is a spirit and is life. So we are full of God's words. And what is coming out from us? Life and peace. That is truth and knowledge, not rubbish. Amen. Bless you.